First, I had said the importance of the Upanishad. Why do we study Upanishad at all? And I said there are two reasons for it. One is that among all the literary history of India, right from the earliest times to the present day, Upanishads are ranked as the highest and best literature of India. So as an Indian, you want to know what is this best literature of India. It is very surprising that these short things, actually each Upanishad is a short thing, and even then they are regarded as the supreme literature of India. The second reason is that Upanishads have knowledge, or they are records of knowledge, which are more clear than the Veda, because the Veda has a language which is symbolic. Upanishads also have a language which is symbolic, but less symbolic. So Upanishads have a greater clarity for us. And that knowledge is particularly necessary for the modern man. It was necessary for all the times, but particularly for our times, that knowledge is indispensable. So very indispensable that if you don't have it, we will not be able to make the next step in the history of the world. Not only for us, but for the whole world. It is so important. These are the two reasons why we need to study Upanishads. Among these Upanishads, you have taken Ishopanishad. There are 12 Upanishads which are very important. Out of the total 108 or even more. But 108 Upanishads are regarded to be the total number of Upanishads. Of these 12, are regarded to be the most important. And of these 12, Ishopanishad is perhaps the most difficult, and something which contains the summary of all the Upanishads. So if you know Ishopanishad, basically you know the main line of the Upanishadic teaching. That is why we have taken the Ishopanishad. There is also another reason why we took up Ishopanishad, and that is that Ishopanishad is the last chapter of Yajurveda. Therefore, we also now know something of Veda by knowing this Upanishad. So, it has a double advantage. So, if you know the Ishopanishad, you can also say to yourself that you know something of the Veda also. Not only Upanishad, but also of the Veda. Now, since we are revising, we shall go rapidly over this Upanishad, at least to whatever extent we have done so far. Now, this Upanishad has 18 verses. So, in a sense, therefore, it's quite short, only 18 verses. And all the 18 verses are in the poetic form, in the form of poetry. And merely from the point of view of poetry, it is considered to be superb poetry, considering the meter, the rhythm, the arrangement of words, the force, the power, the style, the substance, all together. Judging from all these points of view, you may say that the poetry of Ishopanishad is superb. To judge any poetry, you have to ask three questions. This I had not said in my main lecture, but since I am speaking of it, I'll add this. To judge any good poetry, you should ask three questions. First, what is the substance of it? If the substance is of a very low order, then that value of that poetry goes down considerably. Secondly, you have to ask whether the style of that poetry is appropriate to the substance. There should be harmony between the substance and the style. If you want to tell a humorous story and the substance is humorous, then the style also must be humorous. Then only the two coincide with each other. So similarly, if the substance and the style do not go together, even in the serious matter, then the poetic value goes down. And third, the rhythm should be of the highest value. So substance, style and rhythm. When all the three are of the supreme nature, of the highest order, then you can say that that poetry is the highest, superb. And considering all these three, we can say that this poetry of Ishopanishad is superb.